Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Ford Focus SE.
Yeah, Ford Focus. This is Ford's bread and butter car. It's a very, very crowded niche in the market. Everything from the Volkswagen Jetta to the Toyota Corolla to, you know, the Nissan, I think it's the Sentra. I forget what it is in that. Mazda 3, Hyundai Elantra, the Kia Forte. You know, there's a lot of stuff in this. And yeah. And I think the Ford actually competes quite nicely. It's a very nice little car. The one I have is the SE, the five-door. I prefer the five-door. I mean, I like little wagons. They call it a hatchback. It's more like a wagon, but it's a very nice little car. Decent horsepower. It's not overpowering. It's 160 horses from a 2-liter engine. I mean, it's competitive. 146 pounds-feet of torque. Has an interesting little torque vectoring thing that helps you in the handling department. So all right, just a nice, pleasant car to drive. It has lots of stuff inside. The one I have has, the My Ford Touch, which I have complained about several times, but I'm learning how to use the voice recognition better. And it's actually some of the better voice recognition. And that way, if you can master the voice recognition, you don't have to mess around with all those silly little cascading menus, which is wonderful.
Yeah. So if it falls down anywhere, where would that be?
Well, I think the inside, the interior just looks and feels a little bit cheap. I mean, the plastic is, it feels and looks a little bit cheap. This is common in this segment and lower segments, so I can't really just, you know, dump on Ford for this, much as I might like to. No, I don't. I want it. That's unfair.
But in this segment, there are some cars that don't have cheap feeling plastic, you know, soft, touchy stuff.
Yeah, I can name two right off the top of my head. One of them is the new Mazda 3, which, of course, won its category at the Canadian Car of the Year.
Right.
And that is just a fantastic car. I named that one my personal car of the year. I really liked it. It knocked me away when I drove it at Test Fest. And then I had, it was the GT, which would be the comparable model to this, the little hatchback version, the Sport. And I had it for a week afterwards, and I just loved that car. Boy, and talk about zoom, zoom. I had a speeding ticket within 5 minutes of having picked that. But I have my radar detector in the Focus, so that's working much better.
All right. You'll find a list of everything that Jim talks about at live885.com, and then click on Startup, and an audio auto review of the latest Toyota Camry Hybrid is coming up. It's the morning Startup on Live 88.5.
Hello.
All right. So now tell us about the Toyota Camry Hybrid you've had.
Yeah, this is the 2014 Camry Hybrid. It's the XLE trim level, so it has quite a bit of stuff on it. And well, you know how I whine about hybrids and particularly Toyota hybrids, but you know, I like this car. Well, I like the Camry to start with. It's a great car, and the hybrid is still nice to drive. I mean, my problem with the other hybrids is just more or less like the Prius and that, where they just suck all the joy out of the drive. And then they insult your intelligence by putting in stupid things like beeping when you back up, even though it doesn't beep outside. It's just reminding you that you're backing up in case you're backing up with your eyes closed, I suppose.
Wow.
But none of that in the Camry.
Right.
Really?
Really nice car. Nope. 2.5-liter engine, coupled, of course, to the electric stuff. And inside, it looks just like a Camry, which means it's dynamite. It's a really classy interior. It's comfortable to drive. Wallows a bit, but not excessively. Actually, wallows less than I thought it would. And I couldn't even bring myself to hate the CVT. What I usually don't like about CVTs, the continuously variable transmission, is that they're loud and whiny, and they just transmit to everybody, hey, I got a CVT.
Right.
This one doesn't do that. I don't know whether they have more noise, noise canceling inside or sound deadening materials inside the car or what.
Right.
But I found, other than the fact that a CVT does not shift, it was a pleasant car to drive. I mean, the Camry's never going to be a racing car,
right?
Despite me seeing NASCAR.
And, that's true.
You know, but for a family car, I mean, you want something that's comfortable, it's classy. Again, I hear you want to talk about, you know, nice soft touch plastics inside.
Right.
Take a look at the Camry. This is an excellent example of how to do it.
Excellent. Could it be, my God, could it be that Jim Bray is finally liking hybrids, or have they just gotten better?
I think it's that they've gotten better, you know. I mean, I don't really object to hybrids per se. I just don't like cars that are really awful to drive.
Right.
And, you know, and the Camry is just fine. I mean, other than the fact that it doesn't shift, it feels like driving a regular V6 Camry or four-cylinder Camry. Really nice car. And not too bad price. I mean, the Camry, the base model of the Camry starts at around $23,000, I think. And the hybrid starts at $27,700. So there is that premium. You are going to spend more for it. But again, that said, you always get more stuff with the hybrid version too, just as right. I guess as a way to deaden the sticker shock a little bit.
Right. So what kind of premium aspects are in this then for the 27?
Oh, it has a better audio system, you know, just a classier interior. The one that I had also had the leather and premium audio package with the JBL audio speaker with 10 speakers, which is nicer because most of the Toyota often uses a Sony system, and there's nothing really wrong with it. But Sony has, I've never been a huge fan of Sony audio. I love their video, despite the fact that the company's name comes from the word sound in French, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. But anyway, yeah, the Camry hybrid I had also, you know, a navigation system, a power moonroof, illuminated vanity mirrors so you can, you know, you can put on your makeup as you're driving down the road at night. That added $6,000 to the price, though. So yeah, this one came in at $37,000, which is getting up there. But considering that I can remember when you had to pay over $40,000 for a non-hybrid Camry,
right.
It's not bad.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a link for him at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.